As we wind down 2004, you may be wondering how your job prospects will be looking in the new year. It's been an odd 2004 of sorts on the labor front. The unemployment rate has slowly decreased to 5.4% as of the last report. And for months now, businesses have been adding jobs to payrolls, though usually not at the clip economists were expecting. For a look ahead, Labor Secretary Elaine Chao joins us on the Wall Street Journal this morning. She'll be taking part in day two of the White House Economics Summit today. She'll be moderating a panel called Preparing for the Jobs of the 21st Century. Madam Secretary, what issues will your panel be addressing?
Well, there's a skills gap in this country. There's a labor surplus in some areas at the same time that there are labor shortages in high-growth, good-paying industries. So, for example, high-growth sectors that are desperately seeking workers include the skilled trades, biotechnology, information technology, healthcare, and financial services. Our country needs about 1 million nurses in the next 7 years alone. Our population is aging, and we'll be placing greater demands on our healthcare system. We need about 3.4 million new healthcare workers. And a lot of these new jobs require advanced training and updated skills. And so the conference will highlight the important link between education and the workforce.
How do we get more people into those job training programs and churn them out so that they're ready to fill those job openings that, especially in nursing, you know, need to be filled?
The president has a new high-growth job training initiative in which he has put an additional $250 million in training for workers.
Labor Secretary Elaine Chao joins us on the Wall Street Journal this morning. Can you talk a little bit in specifics about the training programs that are available right now?
For people who are interested in finding out about how to access these training programs, I would encourage them to go on our website called www.dol.gov, or they can call a toll-free number 1-877-US-2-JOBS to find the nearest one-stop career resource center in their community. These career resource centers are wonderful facilities. They have banks of computers in them. They've got caring, compassionate counselors, able and willing to help. So there's a great deal of assistance there. And I hope that anyone who's curious or who is looking for a new job, that they access these resources.
Labor Secretary Elaine